This episode of Coffee with Kenobi is sponsored by Penguin Random House Audio. Looking to catch up on the latest Star Wars books? Try listening to them on audio, featuring sound effects and music directly from the movies. Star Wars audiobooks are the definitive listening experience. From brand new audiobooks such as Thrawn and Empire's End Aftermath, to our blockbuster movie tie-in editions, you'll have plenty to keep you entertained. Visit PenguinRandomHouseAudio.com/Star Wars for sample clips and to start listening now.
This episode of Coffee with Kenobi is also sponsored by the Star Wars Digital Card Trader collecting app from Topps. Celebrating its second year, the app is free to download from iTunes or Google Play. Collect and trade everything from legendary 1977 Star Wars cards to new cards featuring exclusive content from Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, Rogue One, and much more. All from the comfort of your mobile device. The Star Wars Digital Card Trader collecting app from Topps. These are the cards you're looking for.
Listening to Coffee with Kenobi, you are, with Dan Z and Corey Club, the podcast you're looking for. This is... Yes.
For an entire generation, people have experienced Star Wars the only way it's been possible, on the TV screen. But if you've only seen it this way, you haven't seen it at all.
This is the podcast you're looking for.
We've been waiting for you.
Force is strong here, even stronger than the coffee.
At last! Where have you been?
Welcome to Coffee with Kenobi. Here are your hosts, Dan Z and Corey Club.
Good morning. It is day two of Celebration Orlando. We are in the queue right now, waiting to get into the actual hall itself. Of course, I'm here with Mr. Corey Club. How you doing, big guy?
Good morning. Feeling good. Feeling refreshed. So it feels nice. We got up a little later today, kind of trying to make sure that, we're rested and making sure that, taking chances, I guess, a little bit. But a little disappointment.
Yeah. Well, we didn't make it into the Last Jedi panel or any of the rooms, and we did choose sleep, I guess, kind of inadvertently, because yesterday was so crazy. They did a much better job today. They had three more places to enter the convention as opposed to the one from yesterday, and I think that has mailed a lot of success. I've heard a lot of good things so far. What were your overall impressions of yesterday? What happened yesterday?
Yesterday was a great day. Actually, the first half was... seeing obviously the main panel and all that went on there, and then we walked on the show floor and got to kind of lay the land, I guess. And then after that, we did our podcast. Was great. It was a great outcome and a great show to have a bunch of friends with us, see a bunch of people we knew. And then after that, we went to the gala.
Drowning in Moonlight.
Yeah, that's right. It was fun because again, it was. A lot of our friends were there to meet them and talk to them and just enjoy the time. So it was fun.
Yeah, we had a really nice turnout. Thank you again to everyone who came to the Coffee with Kenobi podcast stage.
Edit.
It was an amazing experience. It was nice to have our last show like that, and I really was happy with the discussion. People who were there and came up on the microphone had some amazing things to say. I was really impressed.
It was a good conversation. I think that we kind of made organically, which I think that's something that's we try to do. Make sure we get people's opinion and see what they think about things. And I think if people are listening in, we'll find a great discussion.
Yeah, agreed. So we did a lot of time on the convention floor yesterday. Didn't get any exclusives. Our plan today is to hit the store first, see what we can find there, because that line yesterday at one point was over 2 hours long, which is, you would almost expect that. So we're optimistic that today, with everyone being in the Last Jedi section, we would be able to get some merch, and hopefully we'll see a trailer today, and we'll probably have quite a bit to discuss if that happens.
Absolutely. I think it's a big sign. Yeah, we're not going to be in the room, but we'll check out the live stream if we can. The Wi-Fi here is spotty at best, but...
spotty is a generous term.
It is. I was going to say, yeah, it's generous for sure. But we'll check out the live stream and be in line for the merch and go from there. That's all we can do.
And our highlight for the day, I would say we're going to get our picture with Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sarah Michelle Gellar. So that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great to see him again and be able to share a moment and have fun. It's cool. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, so we will be back shortly with some interviews with some great Star Wars fans. We are back here in line waiting to get into the convention floor, and we are here with a member of the Coffee with Kenobi family. If you would, give us your name.
Robbie Malin.
Well, nice to meet you, bud. Tell us, what has your experience been like so far? I know you had quite a day yesterday.
It's been pretty great. I waited overnight and was lucky enough to get into the live stage for the 40th. And I also got a wristband for the Dave Filoni and Pablo Hidalgo panel, which was wonderful. I always enjoy hearing them talk. Waited in line for about 4 hours from start to finish for the store, only to find most of it picked over already. But then the Carrie Fisher Gala last night was a wonderful experience, and it was a great, exhausting first day, and I'm ready for some more.
Yeah, and hopefully you got a little bit of sleep. When you went in the store, did you get to pick up anything?
Yeah, I got a couple shirts. I got the Herd of Universe Ahsoka Vader shirt, and I got the Minimalist Empire Strikes Back t-shirt and a patch. A couple of things that I was looking for weren't there anymore, but so it goes.
But when you were in there, was Ashley Eckstein in there?
No, she wasn't.
So overall, when you're walking around, actually, even before we talk about the energy here, what was it like when you're in that room and you saw George Lucas and Harrison Ford in person?
It was just like unbelievably emotional. I was bawling the entire time. Like when Billy Lord got on stage and started talking, and just then, you know, the John Williams reveal, just like I could not stop myself from just tears coming down my face.
Well, and that's something you will never forget. I mean, you got to be a part of something that most Star Wars fans would dream of, so I'm really happy you got that opportunity, and I'm also happy you're able to get a little bit of rest. Are you planning on coming early tomorrow for Rebels?
Yes, I am.
Good deal. Well, it's going to be a great show. Hopefully we'll see you around the convention floor.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for being on the show. So we're back here on the celebration floor in Orlando for day two, and I'm here with two illustrious, famous fans, Aaron Harris and Jeff McGee. I'm biased because they're in the Coffee with Kenobi family, Comics with Kenobi, and Rebels Reactions, respectively. Gentlemen, the award-winning Rebels Reactions, that's correct. Jeff, impressions so far, the overall con, and the difference between yesterday and today?
Well, so far, between yesterday and today, I'm actually able to go do stuff because I'm not standing in line at the Celebration store, and boy, am I glad I'm not. The line is about four times the size it was this time yesterday, because the 40th anniversary panel was the most popular ticket of the day. Seems to be a lot busier today than it was yesterday, which would make sense, being Friday instead of Thursday. So I'm hoping I can get everything I want to get done this morning done before I start going to the panels for the afternoon.
Right, and you talked yesterday with us on the podcast stage about your collectibles that you have, and you get anything this morning that you're excited about?
I did. My good friend Aaron Harris, host of the award-winning Rebels Reactions podcast, picked up the Ghost of Qui-Gon pop for me that I needed to get for a friend of mine. So I've got that in my bag, and I got a t-shirt from Rancho Obi-Wan already.
Ah, well done. Cool. Aaron, what about you? Differences between yesterday and today and just overall impressions?
Well, I got into the con a lot quicker than yesterday. I think that's why it seems so much busier today. It's because there aren't people standing outside for 2.5 hours waiting to get in through security. Because they got multiple entrances open now and everybody's flowing right in, which works a lot better. That's just not for the lines. But I'm having a blast so far. It's been great. This is my first celebration, so I'm just soaking it all in and having a blast.
And you had some good fortune at the Funko booth, correct?
I did. I got picked for the lottery, the Funko lottery that they did. And this morning went in, got all the exclusives I wanted, picked up an extra one for Jeff and a couple for Corey, and got my Chopper and the Imperial disguise and my Grand Admiral Thrawn. I am Rebels happy right now.
You are all set. That cheering you heard in the background was people getting ready for the live stream of the Last Jedi panel over at StarWars.com's booth. I believe that's where we're going to go watch it. So right now, Corey, we've divided and conquered. Corey's in the store line. I got a light speed pass to come back at 110. So we'll see what kind of success Corey has in there.
Looking to catch up on the latest Star Wars books? Try listening to them on audio. Featuring sound effects, top-notch narrators, and music directly from the movies, Star Wars audiobooks are the definitive listening experience.
From Han Solo to C-3PO to Admiral Akbar, you'll recognize all your favorite characters. Listen to movie tie-ins like Rogue One and The Force Awakens to book titles such as Thrawn and Empire's End Aftermath to classic audiobooks like William Shakespeare's Star Wars.
With Star Wars audiobooks, you'll have plenty of Star Wars listening to keep you entertained. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/Star Wars for sample clips and to start listening now. And be sure to go to booth 2526 where Penguin Random House Audio is going to be. Mark Thompson is going to be making some appearances. He's amazing. There's going to be a lot of people to chat with and incredible things, giveaways, and all kinds of good stuff. And you just might see Corey and I there as well.
That's right. The other thing, too, is we're kind of promoting this, too, because we love audiobooks as well, Dan. It's one way to ingest the books, I think. Personally, for me, it's nice on a drive. If folks looking to catch up along the way, definitely grab one for your trip out to Celebration.
Coffee with Kenobi is also sponsored by the Star Wars Digital Card Trader Collecting App from Topps. And Corey, this app has seriously been exploding.
Absolutely, Dan. And it's only been in the last few days. They came out with a new set called the Retro Print Set. And again, these are just like old-styled designs from Topps cards that you can collect. They're unique enough. I got the first one, and I texted you, said, check this out. This is awesome. It's got Luke and Vader fighting on. Kind of looks almost like a comic scene. And I don't really know exactly where it's from, but definitely it's unique and a lot of fun. And again, there's so much here in this app to do. You can get on and you can get your favorite characters. You can get collect cards from anywhere from Clone Wars to Rebels to Rogue One to The Force Awakens and in between everything there. So there's so much for fans to get on and check out. There's daily credits. The whole app itself is free for fans. And again, if you're looking for something to kind of pass the time, if you're waiting in line or, you want to have something to do, again, this is a unique way to be able to collect these cards, open packs, get new cards, and trade with friends.
So there are so many different sets to choose from. Everything that you love and I love about collecting in a galaxy far, far away.
The Star Wars Digital Card Trader Collecting App from Topps. These are the cards you're looking for.
The trailer is obviously premiered, the teaser trailer. A lot of reactions, and I'm here with three Star Wars experts. I've got the Podfather, Scott Murray, from Assembly of Geeks with the Geek Directive. I've got Mr. Marvin Dog Media himself, Jeff McGee of Comics with Kenobi and the Geek Directive, and a guy you may have heard of named Corey. So, gentlemen, initial reactions to not only the trailer, but your experiences seeing the trailer, because we all have different ones.
Well, this is Jeff. I saw the trailer on my phone, and it was really something. I had to watch it again because the panel I was in started a video in the middle of while I was trying to watch the trailer. The teaser, sorry, this is not a trailer, this is a teaser, and that's the one thing that I kept having to remind myself. But, it was kind of what I was expecting. We got a lot of dark storylines coming in, we got a lot of destruction, we got a lot of really grim imagery, and we've also got some dialogue that is a little dramatic. I don't know. I don't know how spoilery we want to get. I guess we assume everybody's seen it. I was with it until the very end of it. My two favorite moments were seeing the battle. Actually, I had three moments. The battle out among the stars that we saw. The image of the ships plowing up the desert on whatever planet they were with the red smoke or whatever building up, which reminded me of Megaforce starring the great Barry Bostwick. I'm probably the only person who made that connection. And then the very end, when we hear what sounds like Luke Skywalker's voice saying, I only know one truth, and that is the Jedi... What is it? The Jedi must... end. The Jedi must end. I'll hold off the rest of my thoughts until everybody has a chance to weigh in, but I have a thought about that.
Yeah, for me, my experience was I was waiting in line as it was going off one of the booths over here, the Star Wars booth. I could hear it go off, a little people cheering and stuff. And, we didn't get into the panel itself. It was kind of a downer, I think, but that's okay. I mean, it's the way it goes. Then I watched it. I came over to the panel looking for Dan and watched on the big screen there at the booth. And so that's how I first saw it. And then I saw it a second time here just getting lunch on headphones on my phone. So my first little reaction is the imagery itself is beautiful. It really looks great. I think the whole vision is really definitely there. They're definitely going for a really striking serious tone. So I think there's some dark themes. There's a lot of returning characters. I'm excited to see where it goes because there's
there's so much. I think it's a very simple teaser, but also that it just dives into so many questions of what's kind of going to happen next. So, in that essence, that's my first thoughts.
Oops. Yeah, definitely a teaser. I had read something before the convention started that it was going to actually be more of a full trailer, but it definitely was a two-minute teaser. I mean, I have to echo what everybody else says as far as the imagery is concerned, because it was very powerful, beautiful imagery. And then, yeah, like the space battle thing was so Star Wars, and with that music behind it, that's when your Star Wars goosebumps really start going. But here's the thing that really stuck out for me is it was a reminder just how good 7 was. Because remember, when we went into 7, one of the things I was wondering early on as somebody who's grown up with this since the 70s was how deep and how quick am I going to attach myself to Finn and Rey and Poe and all of them. And I know as I watched this trailer, I was excited to see them again. And I'm excited to see what's happening with them. And that's just proof of what a great job Disney and Lucasfilm has done by bringing us these new characters, because it might as well have been the old trilogy again, because I was excited to see those characters again, and I can't wait. Even though I don't really know what's happening, I'm anxious to see. It was great to see Finn, it was great to see Poe, and of course Rey, and wondering what she's doing with Luke. So that's the thing that really struck me, was, you know, I love these new characters.
You know, Scott, that's something I noticed as well when I saw them. I mean, recently it's been all about the 40th anniversary and Rebels and the original trilogy, the legacy characters, as Mark Hamill said. And when I saw all of them, including just that brief thing with Poe and BB-8, my heart was just felt like the Grinch, you know, when it grows. And I'm not a Grinch, but I was just happy because I saw, oh, we're home. These are our family. This is our Star Wars family. And I never really felt that way or realized I felt that way until I saw that. So I like that you brought that up. As far as the trailer goes, I thought it was really, really beautiful. Like the imagery. I mean, we saw this, of course, with Gareth Edwards and JJ to a degree. But with really with Gareth and now what we've seen with this film, with Rian Johnson, the cinematography of this thing looks like art. It's stunning. It's beautiful. The shadows, the light, incredibly smart because of the whole light dark thing. A lot of symbols with the first time we've actually seen the Jedi symbol on film. And what appeared to be Kylo Ren's smashed mask. And then when we do see Kylo, no mask. That's what it looked like. I don't know that for sure. And that one image from the distance of Luke and Shadow and Rey with a lightsaber dueling. And it looked like there was someone else there, perhaps too. Maybe it was Jeff, I'm not sure. And I was really moved. And it does sound like what Luke says at the end about the Jedi must end, or whatever he actually says. I thought that was neat because I didn't take that literally. I took that as a metaphor. The way of life, the way of thinking that the Jedi had has to end. We have to have something new. That's just how I took it. I have no insights on this, of course.
Professor, no, Jeff Dix. That's you, Ed?
No, go ahead.
Well, I, as far as insights go, I'm trying not to speculate too much about this, because we learned with Rogue One that we saw quite a bit of footage in the trailers that didn't end up in the film. So I don't think they would try to do that to us on purpose again, because it seemed a lot of people thought it was very bait and switchy. But what I do think is that we may not be hearing all of the dialogue at the end when Luke says the Jedi must end. I'm wondering if there's a dot, dot, dot where he finishes by saying something like, must end this habit of running and hiding whenever anything goes wrong.
But he's so, hiding. But he's hiding, so why would he say that?
Well, because he's saying it has to end. Maybe he's saying we gotta, I don't know. Again, I'm speculating. You got me speculating, Dan. I will not be speculated. I will not speculate. And no, that was not me in the scene battling with Rey.
Yeah, and it's still fresh in my mind. I think I need to watch a few more times to get in a dark room somewhere, or a closet, and really take it in. But you know, it's interesting because, you know, you brought legacy characters. As Scott said, you know, it's a great saying, the new characters. What somebody had mentioned, like we got in discussions yesterday about some of these legacy characters, Luke and Leia and Han. And obviously, time goes on. We're going to see these actors grow old, and they're going to, you know, go beyond us and move on. So obviously, they're setting up new characters, fresh characters, to grow the fandom and carry on the tradition of Star Wars. So I think, like you said, Scott, I think it's so exciting to see them again on the screen and see where they go. And they become the kind of the new ones we follow and such. So I guess that's all I have to think of. So.
A couple of things come to mind. One, you know, there's so much in the Star Wars stories that are about redemption, and we are wondering, you know, who's redeeming who in the new trilogy. Is this going to be a situation where Luke's failure with Kylo Ren has taken him to such a dark place that Rey's going to be the one that pulls him out? Is it a situation where he's lost faith in the Jedi and the Jedi, you know, mindset and the code and everything because of all the things that have happened since, and Rey's going to turn that around? Or is what Lucasfilm is doing as they're planning to go into more films for the next, you know, 10, 12, 15 years, is it a situation where we're going to see more force wielders like Ahsoka who, you know, and maybe that's what Rey becomes. Maybe she becomes this, obviously, more of a light side force wielder, force user, but she just doesn't call herself a Jedi. Maybe what the Jedi were known as and some of their failures from Clone Wars and things like that are all gone, and now there's something there that carries part of that on. It's just not stamped Jedi. So I don't know if it's going to be a redemption storyline, or turn Luke's thinking around, or if that's really setting something up for what future Star Wars force wielders are going to be called. Because, you know, Kylo's not even considered to be a Sith, so.
In fact, I have a golden book, but it's called I Am Sith, and I have a page where you're not a Sith, and it has Savage Opress and Kylo Ren and Asajj Ventress. So that's confirmed thanks to golden books. I noticed also in the panel itself where I saw it, we didn't get into any of the morning stages, and honestly, we didn't try as hard as we probably could have. We ended up running around through the store, and that eventually worked, although it took much longer than we would have liked. That being said, we watched it. I watched with Aaron Harris right in front of the StarWars.com Star Wars show stage, and I was so far back, and the volume was very low, so I really couldn't hear what was going on. I could see. I watched it like four times before I could actually hear it, so just a little bit ago, I put the earbuds in. I was able to kind of experience it with the music, the rising music. It was very powerful, but I want to watch the actual panel where I can hear it, because I swear Mark Hamill said something like, you know, as an actor, I like to get backstory on my character, as do all actors, and I kind of make it up in my head. And he said, and Luke is a mystery. And he said, the original trilogy had such a perfect beginning, middle, and end that I was intimidated. I was scared. I didn't want to screw it up. And he said, I told that to Rian Johnson, and he said, I'm scared too. And I think there's something encouraging about that, because there's respect, there's reverence, there's love, and there's an understanding that this means a lot to a lot of people. He also mentioned the fact that whatever Luke has been doing for 30 years, he says, I'm sure it'll come out in a video game or a comic or a book. Now, that could mean that he really doesn't know, and I'm guessing they probably don't know, and the story group has an idea. Clearly, they're going to do a lot with it. So it's interesting that there's a lot of mystery, and I like all the mystery and the ambiguity. When they did show Kylo, like I said, it looked like his mask was smashed, because they played that, what is it, like a bassoon or something? That is that part of his theme? Is that the musical instrument?
That's him. It's a musical instrument, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks. That's not really what I was asking. but when they show Kylo, he's still got the same blade, and he's just staring at you, and I don't know. There's a lot of power. I don't think this is the be-all, end-all teaser trailer. That honor still goes to The Phantom Menace, by far. And I liked it. I'm not going to say it was underwhelming, but there wasn't much there, and that's okay, because it's a teaser. This is like the Black Friday, The Force Awakens, really.
No, absolutely. That's what I kept having to remind myself, because I watched it, and at first I was a little underwhelmed, and I thought, wait, no, this is just a teaser. This is not a trailer. And for a teaser, it did exactly what it was supposed to do. It showed me some imagery that got me excited, didn't tell me anything about the story, which is what they did really with The Force Awakens. Up until The Force Awakens came out, none of the teasers or the trailers really revealed much about the story. It showed us what we needed to know to whet our appetite, and that's what this did. So as a piece of a promotional material, I think it was phenomenal, and you're absolutely right. Every image we saw was just stunning. Each image could have been a print hanging in someone's library. But I am anxious to find out a little bit more. I would like to know at least that Finn wakes up.
Yeah.
by the end of the film.
Boyega did say that Finn has fully recovered.
Okay, he did say that. Okay, I missed that part.
Well, that's okay. It was hard to hear.
You know, it's interesting, too. You talk about what's going to happen to Jedi after this, or, you know, Kylo Ren's not a Sith. It's almost like they're kind of sweeping the clean. How do you say that? You're erasing something. I can't think of it. I don't know. Scraping the slate clean.
Wiping the slate
clean. Yeah, there you go. Wiping the slate clean. So,
do a long pause. Okay, now I'll know what
So it looks like they're like sweeping the slate clean, and in essence of that, and it makes me think back to Rebels and Clone Wars, even, and Ahsoka kind of wondering where she lies and kind of her path as well, and we see that I think throughout all those who are Jedi are kind of trying to understand where they come from, as far as the Jedi Order kind of falling and rising again in some respects. Because that's all that, you know, Yoda and Obi-Wan knew was the Jedi Order. So they're passing it along to Luke. So, and that's all Luke knows. So maybe he's passing that on for the last time. And again, I don't want to speculate too much, but it's still the essence of, like, we really don't know what's going on, and we're trying to figure it out ourselves. So, yeah.
Well, and it's the middle act, and Star Wars is written in red, so we have to assume that, you know, once again, it's probably the darker chapter. And I was thinking about what was said at the panel and how, you know, because the question was asked in the panel, okay, Starkiller Base is gone. What's the First Order doing now? And the response was basically that now that the First Order has completely destroyed the Republic, backing the Resistance, they are now taking advantage of the Resistance not having those resources, and they are going full court press with everything they've got. And when you listen to that, you think about all those battle scenes you saw, and then, of course, the shot of Poe and BB-8 running to their X-Wing to see it explode right in front of them. They really like those shots. It happened a couple of times. That's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering what kind of grip the First Order really takes from this point on.
Yeah, because they both lost everything. I mean, obviously the New Republic lost a planet, and then the First Order lost their planet, Starkiller Base. So it's a little bit even. I want a few quick things about the actual shots. That space battle looked like the first time I ever saw the end of Return of the Jedi with the overpowering TIEs. And then when I saw that almost like side street car / B-Wing with the red smoke, I thought, oh no, not more pod racing. Let's talk about the poster. To me, the best part about all these things was the poster. That image is amazing. That has got to be one of the best Star Wars posters I've ever seen.
No, you're right. It's stunning, and I love that the predominant color in it is red, and that seems to be what we're going here. And, I, you know, it's interesting because is it blood red? Is it Sith red? Is it anger? Is it the anger? Mascara red, yes, could be. You've got Rey on one side and Luke on the other of the blade, and the blade goes from red to blue, and and you have Rey and Kylo on either side as it goes from red to blue. It really is just stunning, and I wish I could get my hands on one of those, but I'm not going to pay $120 on eBay.
Is that how much they're going for?
This is one of my biggest regrets, was not getting a poster. That's okay. My thoughts on it was, it's a beautiful poster. One thing that stuck out to me, it's a very He-Man poster. If she's looking up, and I could not, like, when I first saw it, I was like,
Tron is what I thought.
Tron's
a good one, too. The very much of, like, the 80 vibe to it, you know, to me. It's just like the, I have the power, you know, which is interesting. I think trying to connect that. We also see Luke and him also hoisting up his lightsaber, the original poster itself, imagery-wise. So, you know, that's some of my thoughts, I guess, initially. And I'm going to probably eventually, I'll find one somewhere or print it out somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I just echo what everybody else said. The imagery was really, really powerful. I mean, that was probably the thing I want to say I reacted to probably the strongest was the poster. And it did remind me of some iconic posters of the past. And, yeah, it kind of sucks that we didn't pick one up. But It's just like the teaser poster from the last one. Eventually, they'll be distributed to everybody. It just means we couldn't get it today.
Right. Yeah, I hope they actually make an actual movie-sized poster of it.
Yeah, right.
Because that's frame-worthy. Anything else that any of you want to say about the trailer, the poster, or just kind of how Day 2 is going for any of you?
The only other thing I would say is I'm looking forward to learning more about Rose.
Rose, we haven't talked about a new character we weren't expecting. Of course there are new characters. And Mark Hamill said if she was any cuter, she would be a Disney cartoon character. And they didn't show one image of her, but it looked really cool.
I've always heard, I went to call our panels today full of Sith. They mentioned Rose, and I kind of leaned over to Jeff, and I said, who's Rose? Because I've been hearing it for the first time just through conversations. And apparently the actress is on the panel this morning, and she's obviously going to be a big, major character, which is really great. And she is an engineer or something like that, which is it's an interesting backstory. Works for the Resistance. And for me to kind of see it that way is interesting because to bring more into it, and seeing that, they're bringing new characters, even more new characters, I guess, to the franchise is great.
Thoughts on Rose? My only thought on Rose is, I agree, I can't wait for the character to see what happens with her. My only thought was the name. We talked about before, Luke is a very earthbound name, but it's still a name. Rose, while it is an earthbound name, it also is the name of a flower, so I'm wondering, what does Rose mean in the galaxy far, far away? That's my only question.
I got this. All right, so let's think about a rose for a second. All right, a rose is beautiful, and it also can cut you, right? There are thorns on it. So, talk about wild speculation. But I like the poetry of her name. It is very un-universe, verse-wise, because it's not some weird, like when you had Justin on a while ago, and over a year, 2 years ago, when you guys talked about the names in Star Wars. This is a very unique name. But pretty cool. So I think if there's nothing, anything else, guys? We do have one more special celebrity, Mediocre Jedi. Hey, and he and his son have some pretty awesome shirts. We're talking about the trailer. Initial thoughts on the teaser trailer?
Honestly, I was a little underwhelmed. I got to be honest with you. I did like it. Looked like we saw Rey holding her hand, and it looked like we saw some pebbles levitating, which leads me to believe that the Force is getting stronger with her, which is great. I'm not sure where what I feel about Luke saying the last of the Jedi. It could go many different ways. As we know, the Jedi Order definitely had their faults. And so maybe he's envisioning something better, maybe something more like what we saw in the EU, where he went his own way and realized that family is okay and that connections are okay. But I got to tell you right now, though, my little monster right here, my Padawan, is shivering as because we just finished some ice cream, so I have to go.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Thank you.
See you guys.
So we're pretty excited. We ran to Paul McDonald of Star Wars Heresy. He's one of our favorite people, and we actually have not met face-to-face, so it's good to see you.
Absolutely. It's good to put a face. Well, we've met on Facebook, so there were faces involved on Facebook, right. But yeah.
So you just got out of getting your picture with Mark Hamill. What was that like?
We absolutely did. I mean, the line was long. It was kind of our own little version of the Jedi steps. We didn't have to like climb a mountain, but we did have to stand in line a really long time. And then it was kind of a blink and you'll miss it sort of thing. But yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. Mark was awesome. He said hello, and so yeah, no complaints here. It was definitely worth it.
It means everything. Now, how many celebrations have you been to?
This is my second. I came to the other one here was here in 2012. I have to say, a little bit more organized. This is right before the Disney sale. Lucas was here actually, talking to Mark and Carrie about the Disney sale 5 years ago. So it was a little calmer, but it's been great. I was about to say a once in a lifetime experience, but I just said I've been twice, so it doesn't. But yeah,
no, cool.
I just met Luke Skywalker, so a little frazzled.
You're allowed to be because now, since we're talking about Luke, what do you think of the trailer, teaser trailer?
I thought it was really interesting. I'm that last line. He's confident about one thing, you know, the Jedi must end. Now, are we talking the Jedi as an institution? Are we? Yeah. There's just a lot of different ways it could go. So it actually looks really philosophical, like the Star Wars heresies.
Yes.
And from what I've heard of Rian Johnson, he's very much of that ilk. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of very kind of a Zen Buddhism thing kind of trickling throughout that, and it looked beautiful. Every image was like art, as we talked about before.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about Star Wars heresies and the mythology and all the ramifications of what could go into it, what's happening next. And we see these, we talked about earlier, just all these characters we now know are new that kind of coming to this franchise. So does that change it up for you as a fan to see like kind of these newer characters coming into the more of a bigger
Star
spotlight?
Star Wars fans, I have an announcement about autographs.
Well, that's a great question. Actually, I will say something they did. Can you still hear me with that?
Okay.
So, The Force Awakens, I thought they did an amazing job with the characters. Just the fact that you could get, you know, Rey and Finn and Poe and BB-8 and Kylo Ren, just characters that could actually stand up with Luke and Han and Leia. I mean, that's no small feat, and I thought that was really strong, actually. So I'm very, very much looking forward to see what happens next.
We are, too. We also talked about the fact that when you saw this trailer and you saw these characters again, they're pretty new, it had that feeling of, oh, yeah, this is my Star Wars family.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, at its best, it is a family. Pretty much everybody you stand in line with here, you know, you could have probably sit down and have a 2-hour conversation with them. So, yeah, and that's one of the best things about Celebration. So
good. Well, we have a huge memory card, so it helps a lot.
Okay, that's fantastic.
What were your thoughts on George Lucas?
He's a pretty cool guy. My God, my thoughts on George Lucas.
You know, because, you know, he was here.
Well, what he said about mythology and storytelling was amazing.
Yeah, I thought that was great. I love him seeing him integrated a bit more into, like, Celebrate, or back into Celebration and that sort of thing. Because after the Disney sale, we weren't quite sure where it was going. I mean, I think they did a great job with Force Awakens and Rogue One. Maybe it's not, I mean, you know, a lot of guys, including myself, can kind of feel his absence, you know, if you will. But again, it's not going to be the same, so I don't expect it to be the same. And it's still great. So, it was great to see him. We didn't actually, like, camp out or anything, because I like to sleep, quite frankly.
Same. Well, hey, it was great to finally meet you, and thanks for coming back on the show.
Well, absolutely. Thank you for having me. Love the show. Good times. I look forward to more Freddie Prinze interviews, because I love those.
Good. So we do, too.
Yeah.
Good.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
This episode of Coffee with Kenobi was sponsored by Penguin Random House Audio. Looking to catch up on the latest Star Wars books? Try listening to them on audio. Featuring sound effects and music directly from the movies, Star Wars audiobooks are the definitive listening experience. From brand new audiobooks such as Thrawn and Empire's End Aftermath to our blockbuster movie tie-in editions, you'll have plenty to keep you entertained. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/Star Wars for sample clips and to start listening now.
This episode of Coffee Kenobi is also sponsored by Star Wars Digital Card Trader Collecting App from Topps. Celebrating its second year, the app is totally free to download from iTunes or Google Play. Collect and trade everything from legendary 1977 Star Wars cards to new cards featuring exclusive content for Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, Rogue One, and much more. All from the comfort of your mobile device, the Star Wars Digital Card Trader Collecting App from Topps. These are the cards you're looking for.
Chewie, get us out of here!
If you would like to respond to our question of the show, have a comment, or just want to say hello, send us an email or MP3 at feedback@coffeewithkenobi.com. Or if you have a specific question or comment for either of us individually, email us at danz@coffeewithkenobi.com or coreyc@coffeewithkenobi.com. Or visit us at coffeewithkenobi.com and click on the Contact Us section or comment on one of the stories featured on the site. If you enjoy the show, please write a review in iTunes or Stitcher. You can also like the show on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeewithkenobi, as well as keep up to date at our Twitter feed at Coffee with Kenobi. You can also find us on Tumblr at coffeewithkenobi.tumblr.com. If you enjoy the jazz music, the album is Eye to Eye by Steve Torak.
Give the evacuation code signal.
This podcast is not endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or Lucasfilm Limited. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. The official Star Wars website can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names, sounds, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Disney and their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Coffee with Kenobi unless otherwise indicated.
This is the podcast you're looking for.
There's no one here.